Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, in charge of Open Farm Days, which is coming up not too long from now. He joins us on the line. Tim, thank you very much. As far as Open Farm Days is concerned, how goes preparation for it?
Things are coming along exceptionally well. Thank you, Keith. You know, we've got over 130 farms participating this year across the province. And as we've talked about in past years, we have everything from alpacas to yaks and beyond. So it's really a diverse program.
You said pre-interview that it's not quite up to pre-COVID numbers, but it's getting close. How much confidence does that give everybody when Open Farm Days is right around the corner?
I think it's tremendous. We actually exceeded pre-COVID numbers, but then we ended up with a few wildfires, a bit of drought, and some hail, and you know those farms just didn't feel they were going to be able to provide the experience that they had hoped for, so they had to drop out.
But yet again, how much do we persevere, especially in the agriculture industry, with something like Open Farm Days when unfortunate events like that happen?
It's again the ability for us as agriculture producers and to sort of bounce back and manage the programs and continue to support the food industry here in Alberta and Canada is significant. The Open Farm Days program, although you know part of an agriculture education program, it's also part of a huge movement for ag tourism here in Alberta and Canada, for that matter, and the opportunity for producers or you know small business people to get involved in an Open Farm Days program is tremendous. You know, of the 130 plus farms we have involved this year, over 50 of them are brand new to the program.
That's a pretty high number. How good is that?
I think it's tremendous. You know, we consider the Open Farm Days program an incubator program for those who are interested in sort of looking at the ag tourism industry and seeing where we can take it. And, you know, we provide a significant amount of information and training that goes with the registering as an Open Farm Days host. So there is, you know, there's everything from media training to understanding what the risk management is. We provide some insurance programs and things like that that are tremendously helpful for those who are starting out in an ag tourism industry or those who are wanting to grow it.
I know we've touched on this a few times, Tim, but I ask again, with a concept like Open Farm Days, who do you think learns more? Is it the people who run the farm or the people who come to the farm?
I think it's a great relationship that gets started. Some of the misconceptions, if you will, around at the agriculture industry and the livestock industry are often, you know, unique to hear from the producer standpoint. And by the same token, understanding the care and trust that the livestock industry and the agriculture as a whole have for the environment and ensuring the sustainability for the program and agriculture as a whole is a great education process for those who attend.
Yet I ask, how much fun is this, especially for the kids?
You know, all of the Open Farm Days hosts are diligently creating a unique experience on their farm, on their property. So everything from the corn mazes and the opportunity to actually touch and learn more about livestock, it is truly an amazing experience. And let's not forget about the farm to table or the ability to taste products right from the producer. I think is something that is it's second to none.
Yeah, I was talking last week, actually, to representatives from Alberta on the Plate, and they were basically saying the same thing. And they say one of the goals is between farmers and ranchers to food service establishments to the customer. The relationship is to build. In your opinion, how true is that?
I would agree wholeheartedly. The value chain that goes along the agriculture production side is tremendous. I mean, we're always talking about food here in Alberta. We've got a great craft distillery, craft brewery, craft wine industry that is, I don't want to call it in infancy, but it's really starting to take hold here. and you know, how that is connected back to our producers and really creating those regional and local palates and creating not only, you know, that those tastes that come from a particular area, but actually driving a wonderful economy that is built around agriculture, the ag, value-added ag industry, as well as tourism. It's really a very symbiotic relationship and really does represent our province very well.
Tim, I ask, how excited is everybody to get Alberta Farm Days going? It's happening, I believe, August 18th to the 20th, is it not?
19th and 20th, yep, the Saturday, Sunday. We are very excited as a host. They've got wonderful write-ups on our website, which is albertafarmdays.ca. And you can go there and learn about, you know, what's happening across the region you know, really attend some unique experiences.
Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, talking about Open Farm Days coming up on August 19th and 20th. Tim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you on the road.